It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Rejoice not when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles or is overthrown. Oh, that's okay. I'll give you some time to recover. Why? It says this because what? Lest the Lord see it, God, and it be evil in his eyes. Everybody that's opposing you right now, look at the word now. Even in Paul's day, Paul what? Persecuted the church, came against the church. Can you imagine if the believers at that time decided they want to kill Paul? They want to destroy Paul? They wanted to do evil against Paul? We would not even have Paul the apostle. You wouldn't be reading Ephesians, Galatians, and all the rest of them. You wouldn't be standing on the word of God as is written in this hour. Why somebody would have cut Paul's head off and killed him? See, you got to understand that. Well, I want you to know that everything coming against you, everybody coming against you, sometimes they don't even understand what they're doing themselves. Jesus said, what? Forgive them, Father, for they don't even know what they are doing. Look at somebody. I want you to say it one time. Say, I got to forgive my enemies because they don't even know what they're doing. They're blind. They cannot see. So we go back over here to verse 18, and it says, what? Lest the Lord see it, the God of righteousness. The God said it is not his will that any man should perish. The God that says that for God so loved the world that he gave Jesus to die. That Lord, that the Lord see it and it be evil in his eyes and displeases him. And he turn away his wrath from your enemy. Oh, see, some people don't understand, but if you live long enough, you'll find out that the thing that you were celebrating and glad that somebody lost the car, lost the house, and all kinds of these evil things start happening in their lives because, quote, unquote, they came against you. Now you yourself is looking at the repo man. See, you got to walk in love at, oh, my Lord, at all times. Somebody say walk in love at what? All times. But it says, unless the Lord see it and it be evil in his eyes and displease him, and he turn away his wrath from who? The enemy, your enemy. And he expended upon you the worst offender. The Bible calls us to be like Jesus. Can you imagine if Jesus destroyed everybody that came against him? Suppose he destroyed every one of his enemies. Suppose he came against every one of his enemies. I submit to you, you wouldn't even be saved today. If he destroyed you in your unregenerated focus, you wouldn't even be saved. You see, what we want to see God do to other people sometimes, we dare wouldn't want that to come upon us. Look at somebody say, it's time to walk in the word. It's time to deal with your enemies. Oh my God, God's way. It's time to do it God's way. So let's get a little bit tighter. We still in that straight and narrow. If we still in that those scriptures that if you don't have God on your side, you cannot do it. But look at somebody say, I can do this with Christ. Why? The Bible says what? I can do all things through Christ. That strengthened me. Very quickly, Matthew 5:43-44. Dealing with your enemies God's way. Jesus is speaking. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. He said, you've heard it. Woo, my Lord. That you are to love your neighbor. Love those people that do you right. Love those people that's got your back. But hate those people that oppose you. We're getting ready to shift now. But I say unto you, love your what? Enemies. Woo. Jesus is speaking. But I say unto you, love your enemies. And not only did he say love your enemies, he said bless, B-L-E-S-S, bless them that curse you. Woo, my Lord. Do good to them that hate you. And for them which despitefully used you and persecute you. I will not even dare touch on the number of people that are walking in offense and have even turned their backs on God because somebody cursed them, hated on them, used them, and persecuted them. But Jesus said, if somebody hates you, you love them. If somebody use you, bless them anyway. If somebody try to curse you, pray for them anyway. Oh, my Lord. Look at somebody and say, I repent. I'm through with it. I got to walk in the word of God. Things are going to come your way as a believer that are not pleasant. But if you want to hear Jesus say, well done, you got to treat your enemies the Bible way. Now we're going to close this. We bring some closure to it. Somebody say one more scripture and it's getting tighter. Romans 12, 19 through 21. You got the power of God on the inside of you. You got the redemptive blood that covers you. You can do this. Romans 12, 19 through 21. And it says, dearly beloved, dearly those who say I am a believer, dearly those who have been blood washed, dearly those who are preaching the gospel, singing the gospel, ushering in the church, dearly those who are saying I am building the kingdom of God, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. Don't try to straighten nothing or nobody out. Don't try to go and fight this fight for yourself. You see, the devil will always whisper in your spirit, I wouldn't take that. I will front that person. I would do this. I get my pocketbook. I get my wallet. I grab my jacket. I straighten out my wig and I hit that door. But the Bible says, don't avenge yourselves. I'm not even going to talk about the believers that are taking people to court. I'm just not even going to go there. But the Bible says, don't avenge yourselves. But rather, I need somebody to just take one step over. Because you, the Bible says, rather give place for the wrath of God. For it is written, see, God has said, I got your back. If you would, oh my Lord, I got your back if you would just get out of the way. I got your back if you would just do what I told you to do. I got your back if you would just pray and fast and keep doing good and let other people see the goodness of the Lord. Even your enemies, I got you on this. I got you on this. He said, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, oh, this is word of God to somebody that's been mistreated. Vengeance is mine, God is telling you today. I will repay, said the Lord. You see, you don't want nobody's blood on your hands, and you certainly don't want to kill the one that God is raising up for his glory. You certainly don't want to kill somebody that going through a little something, being influenced by the devil, but by the power of the Holy Ghost, they can be delivered and become a soul winner that will win tens of thousands of souls. You don't want that person's blood on your hands. Somebody say, keep clean hands and a pure heart. Or I need you to say it to somebody else. Say, I'm going to keep some clean hands and a pure heart. Even Pilate said, I'm not going to get my hands bloody in this. Give me some and I'm washing my hands of this situation. Some people right now in the body of Christ are in situations and you can come out swinging or you can keep your hands clean. You can come out swinging or you can keep your heart clean. Oh, there's some preachers out there. Keep your ministry pure. Keep your heart pure. Give place what? Unto the wrath of God. Let God deal with it in his own way. I need somebody to come on back to Romans 12. We ended it up. Verse 20. Therefore, still agreeing with the word of God. Look at somebody say the word of God agrees with the scripture. Out of every word out of the mouth of anybody, let there be what? A witness of at least two or three. The word of God is not going to change up and contradict. So this right now is coming back into an agreement with what Jesus said in the Gospels. Therefore, if thine enemy, the one who opposes you, the one who hates you, the one who is developing strategies to bring you down and make you look like a clown, if that person, look at somebody say it's straight and it's narrow, but I'm going to get through this gate. Oh, I'm rejoicing with some people that are going to get through the gate. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. I'm letting that sink. Because we got some people that say, oh, I love Jesus. But if your enemy say, give me a couple of dollars so I can buy me something to eat. You say, I ain't got it right now. Or somebody say, Lord, please forgive me. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him something to drink. For in doing so, thou will heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome. And that word overcome means master. Take your authority and master evil with good. The God that you say you serve. The God that you say you're willing to give your life for. The God that say, God, I'm going to pick up my cross and I'm following you. Always remember, he is love. Always remember this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him, what? Should not perish. But have everlasting life. Always remember that even your enemies and those that are opposing you right now, that God wants them to experience eternal life. I speak into your life right now, O believer, O son in God, O leader in the body, that you're going to shift into that place, that you're going to deal with your enemies the way God deal with, that you're going to give wrath unto God. But even as God's wrath will come upon your enemies, that you will not rejoice and you will not be happy about it. And you're not going to celebrate about it, but you're going to let God be God. And when that person is seeking restoration, oh, somebody will come to their senses when the wrath of God comes upon them, that you will be one with a loving heart and loving hands and say, come on back in the body and we love you anyway. And you won't be the one to bring it up, but you will be the one to let bygones be bygones. Even though I got to go here before I hang up here, even those, God, the Bible says in Matthew 8, God, forgive people. Let it go. Because if you don't, God will not forgive you. I'm going to say that again. Matthew 18 really puts it straight and narrow for us that we got to forgive people. Because if we don't forgive them, God will not forgive us. There are some people right now that are still holding grudges and offenses and still saying, well, but it's time for maturity. Look at somebody say, I'm coming up to another level. I'm coming up to another level. I got work to do. I got places to go. I got people to see. Shift to that higher level. Deal with your enemies the way God says it. The way he says it in Matthew, the 5th chapter. The way he says it, in Ephesians 6:15. The way he says it in Romans 12:19 through 21. Dealing with your enemies the way he said it in Proverbs 24:16-18. You have the power to do it. God bless you.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.